Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
Matt, it's closing time to get this party started, and the perfect way to close this chapter of all of these great conversations that we've had from the last one at episode 370 of the Trailhead Community Revisited, which was the ribbon cutting, where we opened those doors at Trailhead with Jeans. I think it's perfect that you take the baton here from me and close this out here as we get going. And I'm just super excited to ask the question after you tee this thing up is, how cool is it for Jeans to say she's not going to be the only one?
Well, that's a loaded question. Yeah. We had video, you would just hear rolling your eyes right now. Like, what are we doing here? But yeah, no, I tapped on my hand, pointed to the bullpen. We bring in the closer. So let me just, for our listeners who have not listened to any of the previous podcasts, let me just do a little introduction to Jeans Mobley, now Jeans Wildeman. She got married this year. And her dedication to the community was such that even though she was off, she was not off. We did not call her during the ceremony, and we did not call her during the abbreviated honeymoon, but she was available up until then. And for those of you who don't know, and you'll hear it in the earlier segment with Andy and Connie, is Jeans is Barb Ziegler's granddaughter, who was our visionary and driving force and bulldog who made this happen. And so, yeah, Jeans, I'm just going to open up a little bit about talking about what you have done to stabilize Trailhead Community in Littleton right now, and just some of the quick lessons you learned, like, I did not know that.
Oh, everything. Lessons learned in stabilizing Trailhead Littleton, where we want to start?
I would say the biggest lesson out of all of this has been, you know, Trailhead was a vision for 10 years before it was a building. And so walking into the building, there was a lot of, here's what we expect to happen. And in so many ways, the beautiful spirit of what we hoped to see has really come to fruition. And I joke that of a book that we have of all the things we did right, we have a bigger book of all the things we've done wrong. And so the biggest lesson that I've taken away from this is the willingness to be wrong and to take that to do better next time. Whether that's, you know, on a large scale of starting the next project or the smaller scale of, you know, working with individual residents and trying to figure out how to meet them at what their needs are best. So really letting our residents be the drivers and not questioning when we are wrong and listening to them. So that's been the, I think, biggest lesson learned.
Yeah, no, and you're and the other staffs. Yeah, I would be negligent to not mention all the other staff that are your partners in crime down there. And just your flexibility and ability to shift, like, in the moment, if that's what the situation requires and what the resident requires. And before we move on to talk about Victory Village in Boulder, I'm going to ask you, because we have the great fortune of sitting on the Trailhead board, and we always hear at the beginning each time, like, a breakthrough that a resident had in their search and journey of living their best possible life. Can you just share a couple stories in particular?
Yeah. So one that has happened most recently that I don't know I've even had the time to really sit and reflect on. So this is timely. Our residents, we have a resident council, and the resident council meets once a month. And as much as, you know, they meet because as much as I care about their families and I love their families, I don't care what their families think about how we run Trailhead. I care what our residents think. And so the council meetings are a super important place for us to not only hear feedback from them, but also a space where they are able to develop those true community relationships with one another. Community is messy, and it takes time and it takes patience. And so these meetings have been just the neatest, most wonderful thing to see from, you know, last April at ribbon cutting to this April, each month. So this recent resident council meeting we had, the way that our residents were advocating for themselves, advocating for one another, were working through problem solving together, were coming up with ideas, were, you know, having true dialogue, was so incredible to bear witness to. Because early on, you know, it's a space where we're all learning, and they're learning how to be good community members to one another. And so to see them from doors opening to a year and a half in, learning how to, actually not learning how to, building the community that they want to be a part of, has, that was just last week. And so I can't wait to see a year from now when we've got a building full and they're all able to participate in our resident council meeting. So that one's been a big one for me lately.
Yeah, and a little background on that. A lot of these residents came in, they've never lived on their own, always been under the watch of their parents, you know, the classic helicopter parents. And now, like you're saying, learning to advocate, becoming independent individuals, and mentioning the word freedom a lot. And so that's going to, I'm going to transition now to the gala that we just had a couple weeks ago at the Denver Zoo. It was at the Gates Pavilion. It was absolutely a blast. We had a full house, raised like, I think, $138,000-ish. And just incredibly meaningful. People who weren't even familiar with our community came away and said, yeah, please let me know next year and what else I can do. But there was a couple resident videos that were shown. And can you kind of talk about the overarching theme in those videos and what our residents said?
Yeah. So, you know, I always, I tell lots of stories about our residents, and I think that nobody is going to tell their story better than themselves. So I will point you to our YouTube channel to watch the videos yourselves, because my rendition will not speak to hearing it from them. But I'll give it my best shot. So the focus that we really wanted to highlight is our residents living their lives to the fullest, extent, living the lives that is driven by them, is based in choice and autonomy, and really rooted in the foundations we've built of community. And so through those videos, we followed our residents talking about their jobs, talking about the activities that happen in the building, talking about doing their laundry, highlighting, you know, all of the ways in which being a part of community impacts the rest of their lives. So that was a really, really neat time to be able to hear from them and give them space to reflect on how far all of our residents have.
So we'll pivot to Victory Village now. So Andy and Connie stood up, came to the front, and brought Kendra, their daughter, with them, and spoke about Victory Village. And it's once again, and you know, here we go again. Like, as a former marathoner, we would always say, you're ready for your next marathon when you forgot your last one, you know? And we have not forgotten our last one. We're actually bringing that knowledge forward. Talk a little bit about the first time you walked on the site where we're hoping to do Victory Village. And when I say hope, it just means we have to make it through the City Boulder entitlement process. And you walked it with Andy and Connie. Can you talk about that?
We'll get through the entitlement process. Yeah. So it was on a whim we ended up going. We were just sitting down to talk dreams and to talk big ideas, and decided, you know, why don't we go talk more on the site? And for me, it was really special to, you know, not having been, I wasn't there from day one of Trailhead Community Littleton. I stepped in and was handed the work from my predecessors. And so getting to sit on the spot we hope to see Victory Village be built, I was in a state of complete awe to know that I've gotten to see the first project through to fruition, and being a part of seeing just even the very early stages of it happening again, it's the greatest honor I've ever experienced in my life. And you know, on my way up to the Cowboy Brad concert here, I realized that I put a bracelet on, and this bracelet came from the 2023 Trailhead Community Gala. It was the gala we hosted the year before we opened, and at that point, you know, we were still working to get there. And on this bracelet, it says "Dream," and we talked a lot that night about seeing our dreams come true, seeing the hard work come to fruition. And it just has got me thinking that the dream of one building being built, you know, we always hoped in the back of our minds that it would be more than one building. And that dream is growing and growing to hopefully not even just Victory Village, right? The dream of taking what we've learned, because, you know, we're not going to be able to build all these in time to really meet the need. And so getting to be a part of encouraging others to come learn and to dream. And so it felt like an amalgamation of many, many, many people's dreams coming true.
So I'm going to ask you just a question about Cowboy Brad's concert tonight, and then I'm going to throw it to Devin to wrap us up. We got about 180, might even get more than that, with some walk-up tonight. So it's going to be full house here in Pine Street Church. You're going to get up and you're going to talk to people a little bit about Trailhead Community, and you're going to talk about Victory Village. What does that mean to you, carrying your grandmother's vision on forward?
You know, now that I've been in this space a bit longer, I've gotten the opportunity to now speak in several different areas where the majority of the people may have never heard of Trailhead before. And that is the how can I help Trailhead spirit. Mm-hmm. It is people showing up willing to learn, willing to take a step back and understand, yeah, I may not know about the housing challenges that people with disabilities face, but I'm going to show up and I'm going to see what this is all about. Because more often than not, you know, we all have somebody that we know is going to be impacted by this work, whether it's your immediate family, your friend's family. It's so much more widespread than we know. And so getting to stand in front of a room and welcome in new people to the community, because, you know, as much as Trailhead Community is buildings and physical brick and mortar communities, it is a greater community of people that are willing to not take no for an answer, and to push the boundaries for what the status quo of housing, accessible housing currently is, to push it to what we dream that it can be.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing it when you stand up there before Cowboy Brad starts, you know, singing and twanging.
Well, maybe just play this again, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to be as eloquent in front of everybody, but yeah, I'm going to sure do my best.
Well, and I always say seven times for the first time, right? And so I'll close this out by saying my perspective is, I think it's pretty cool to say Victory Village coming to Boulder from the Kindling at the Nuts and Bolts podcast, and having Barb sit there with her daughter to now have this whole community growing. And I'm going to close out by, so we're finalizing the new Turkey Toe website. And that's why I love Matt as my guest co-host, because we all know you need a little bit more Matt McMullen when things get a little bit challenging, right?
Yeah, don't talk to my wife about that. She would disagree.
In all seriousness, though, Matt, you always bring the witty part to the serious, that construction and doing these projects is hard, right? And And I was like, so my passion project is my retreat center at Turkey Toe. And I was like, when I saw the email from Matt about this benefit concert, and every morning we have a CD that we play, it scratches and it doesn't work well, and we keep trying to use this and dating myself of a CD when Matt started and talking about VHS of how he started architecture. Why I tell that story is because we listen to John Denver every morning at Turkey Toe. And when I saw this, I was like, oh man, the juices are flowing, right? And so then I'm just like, Matt, can I do a podcast? And of course, here we are doing this. And I think it's kind of cool to capture these different stories along the way. And we're doing it authentic, but we're actually building buildings and supplying what we do to make a living on. And I was showing Matt the new Turkey Toe website. And I was like, how can I help execute the vision and have this retreat center and Art of Construction come together? And Matt said, you know, you're kind of like creating this fourth place. And I was like, okay, here's another Matt conversation. I have no clue where this is going to go. And so to me, this John Denver, which John Denver aura, because it's Cowboy Brad. I texted my wife while I was sitting here saying, I'm just feeling the vibes. I just interviewed John Denver, and she texted me back saying, he's not alive. And so we're sitting here. And I was like, it is. The aura is alive and well of this tribute concert tonight, celebrating everybody's fourth place. And so let me close out by saying what Matt meant by the fourth place, and you can close it out to give a Matt witty ending to this thing. So your first place is your home, your rock where you live. And I think this IDD is this invisible thing. And we heard that about the stories here of like, what is your home? And then your second place is your work. And that has a really different meaning that I've met this community of what home and work means. And then your third place, as I'm sitting here in a church, where everybody has a different version of their third place, of the bar, the this, the that, whatever your place that you get away from home and work. But when it comes to the aura of John Denver in Colorado, I challenge everybody to go to the brand new website that we just launched and we talked about. I'm really wanting Turkey Toe to be one of these fourth places that you could come visit. Trailhead Village, Turkey Toe, but it back to this aura of this community of something that's just a little bit more. And I don't think it's just the church or Turkey Toe. It's you got to find more to make that happen. And that's why I think what you were guiding me on the website, if you felt more when you came there, and it wasn't just seeing the most beautiful mountains or whatever it is you're creating these ways to relate for more.
Yeah, they're a fourth place in my definition. Yeah, and I don't know, it just came to me when we were talking. The fourth place is a place where you create community intentionally, and you create memories and experiences that are greater than the actual physical location or buildings or structures or any of that. And you carry that with you as you move around, because I constantly think about when I came out to Turkey Toe for the first time, and I really understood why you loved it. It was old time Colorado. It was good friends getting together to play, you know, pasture wench golf, drink great bourbon, sit around a fire, listen to Western music. And when I have stressful moments in my life, I take myself back to that 3 days that I was there, and it calms me and chills me. So that's fourth place.
And you can't do it alone, right? That's why I said at the beginning, like, I think the question is whether there's one or 50 Victory Villages, the power of numbers makes the movement, right? And so I think that's what I, watching this journey from just dipping my toe into the water along the way, when it gets really hard, it's like, well, there's just the one trailhead. And now you have to go through that process of having the trailhead umbrella, because there's a lot of people that are using you. And I shout out to Danny of Tact, who we did Daddy a lot Combs. Of work with Danny Combs, of now he is out there doing bigger things. Intact is now multiplying because other people. And the last thing I'll say, and then you two can close it out. You know, Matt, you've been kind of alluding to, and you and I get frustrated when people, as they don't take this and make it better, right? I think it's just back to this part of like people think they can do it better than you. And whatever you think in your head, if somebody else can make you do it 50% faster or help you do it 50% quicker, whatever the 50% is, you've now freed yourself up to move 50% faster. And I think that's how we have to think about utilizing these fourth places to get what you want out of this. Matt, and bring us home.
Yeah, so just two things. I always share this with folks. It's about cooperation, not competition. That's where it's different, is that we all got to be rowing in the same direction cooperatively. And if you can learn faster with other folks' assistance, why would you not do that? Then the final thing I'll share is Kelly and I took this experiential training in California called LifeSpring. And they had a saying, it's not about the numbers until you get what it's about, and then it's about the numbers. Because it's not like quota or ratios or how many of these communities, but once you get how important the community is and what power, as Gene shared, in these stories and resident councils and people living their best possible lives in the IDD community, then it's all about the numbers. You want to try to serve as many folks in that community through as many neuro-inclusive communities as you can, and that's what I take on as my heavy lift and challenge moving forward in the world.
Can I chime in with a little call to action off of that? You know, 2025 study, we throw around research a lot because people are starting to pay attention, so I like to highlight the research that's out there. 2025 study shows that in Colorado alone, there's an estimated 21,000 adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities living with caretakers over the age of 60. And this figure is not significantly different from what it was in 2019, which shows me that not enough is being done to address the housing crisis that adults with disabilities face, because at the end of the day, they deserve to live life freely and in community, just as the rest of us do. And you know, one person alone will never be able to make enough housing to truly fill the need. And so the only way we're going to get through this is together. And I hope to be part of seeing that out.
Awesome. Well, let's go have as much fun as possible with Cowboy Brad. And what a rewarding day to see all your hard work of multiplying these powers and numbers. So that's what I challenge you. Listen, share this with other people that don't know what IDD is and help them. There's a lot of ways to get involved, and we need people to get involved. So thank you, Jeans. Part two, thanks for crushing it out there. Matt, thanks for having me come in, and yeah. what a cool night putting all this together.
Yeah, Devin, thanks for coming in and being with us again.
All right, crush it out there, Tribe.